Hey friends, before we get into today's episode, I want to invite you to a free training that I am hosting on Thursday, January 2nd, and that is how to land your first paying client without having a website. Yes. So I'm going to show you the exact process that I teach my clients to get up, get going, and land their first client without having the overwhelm of needing to build a website. You can sign up for it. It's completely free. Head to shedidithowaypodcast.com/training. Again, it's January 2nd, Thursday at 12:30 p.m. Central Time. shedidithowaypodcast.com/training. Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Well, hey there, She Did It Her Way listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. As always, I'm so grateful for you being here, and you just tuning into this podcast tells me more about you than you probably know. It just tells me that you are ready to make a change, you're ready to make a leap, and you are ready to grow in so many different ways, professionally and personally, and I couldn't be more humbled and honored for you tuning into this podcast. Before we dive into this week's podcast episode, I want to give a shout out to this week's iTunes review by Stephanie R713. Yes, this is just what I needed. I recently found Amanda Vian Instagram post that someone else shared, and boy, I'm glad I was scrolling in that moment. I am a new follower and have been enjoying getting to know Amanda and her work. I have held the various 9 to 5 jobs and have been wanting to launch my own entrepreneurial business for 10 plus years. I'm about to embark on my own journey and currently have 2 weeks left in my current 9 to 5 job, and listening to Amanda's podcast and also following She Did Her Way Instagram posts and stories have already been super helpful. Since I am Amanda's ideal customer avatar, someone ready to make the leap and go out on their own and make the leap from 9 to 5, I can better understand how to engage with my own customer avatar by following Amanda's content as an example. I particularly loved the podcast about Instagram tips, which, side note, if you haven't listened to that, I definitely recommend listening to it. I love the format of Amanda's teachings, as it is straight to the point, clear, and informative. I am so looking forward to this journey. I'm grateful that Amanda exists and definitely recommend you check her out if you're looking to create your own leap and you are seeking solutions for structuring your next steps and clarity around the systems that can keep you sane as you build your business and transition out of 9 to 5 lifestyle. Here's to taking the ultimate leap. Yippee. Well, Stephanie, first, thank you so much for leaving such a kind review. And second, I am so excited for you and your journey and making the ultimate leap. And I can't wait to watch you grow as you transition out of your 9 to 5. Now, if you haven't left your iTunes review, it's super easy, super simple. You just go right in the app. It takes less than 3 minutes. And I absolutely love and am so grateful for each and every single review that you guys leave. It means so, so much to me. Now for today's episode, which I absolutely love, love, love talking about this topic. Wow, you guys, I cannot believe that we are at the end of 2019. I can't believe this is the final episode. Over the past month of December, it really hit me that She Did It Her Way podcast has been around for 5 years, and we have produced an episode, at least one episode, every single week for 5 years. And that is crazy. And what's even more crazy, it's not about the producing the 5 years and one episode every week, is that y'all have been here for 5 years. And whether this is your first episode or maybe you've been tuning in since the beginning of She Did It Her Way, the podcast specifically, I just want to thank you. And I'm so, so grateful for each and every one of you showing up, because you guys are my inspiration. I know that if I can help one, even just one individual, really look at their life and say, what do I want from this? And how do I actually tactically go about achieving that and making it a reality? If I can just help one person, it makes it all worth it. And it's just really a beautiful thing to look back on. And it hasn't always been like the easiest thing to do. And there's certainly been ups and downs, but you know what? That is the human experience. And so I'm just so grateful to sit here today and record this specific episode of 2019, the final one, and embark on year 6 of the podcast in 2020 and the third year of She Did It Her Way
being an actual business and in business. So if you're not familiar with my journey, I have shared that on previous episodes, but I'll just give you a little abbreviated version. I actually quit my corporate job after 2 years and went to become a full-time freelance facilitator, where I worked inside organizations doing leadership development, sales training, employee engagement, and I was traveling every single week in the country and sometimes globe. And in 2014, at the end of it, I started getting the itch of wanting to do something that was mine. And that's really where the podcast was born. And that was the first step into this journey. And probably about in 2017 was really when I said, how can I help women? Because I had so many people coming up and being like, I want to do what you do. And like, how did you start a business and find clients? And I was like, okay, we can really do this. Let's do it. So that has also been a beautiful experience of taking She Did It Her Way from a hobby to building it as a business. It's just been a beautiful thing. And again, you guys are my inspiration. So thank you so much for being here. And so grateful. With today's episode, it's actually one of my favorite things to do. And it's super fun to look back at the year and acknowledge all the growth and changes that have been made within you and the outcomes that you have produced. And so if you don't do this already, I highly recommend doing it, maybe keeping it in a notebook and then just making sure that you are revisiting that notebook throughout the year. And then also, like, for now, I'm revisiting where, you know, I keep these goals that I set electronically just because it's easier for me to find it. So it's super fun to look back on what I had envisioned for 2019 and to really say and look and you know, identify what were the outcomes and what did I produce. So I absolutely love, love, love doing a year end reflection. And what I do know is that while setting new goals can be super fun, it's also really, really important to look back and reflect on the previous year. Because in order to figure out where you want to go and how you're going to get there, you first need to figure out where you're at and where you've come from in order to do so. And not doing this step in the process can be costly. Without taking the time to reflect on the past year, you could find yourself thinking you're in Austin, Texas, and planning to get to LA, but never really getting there because you don't accurately know where you're starting from and where you're at. And so this is why it's important to really understand where you're at now and build the roadmap to get to where you want to go and put the intentions out there. And sometimes, let me just say, I know that it can be, if you didn't have a great year, quote unquote great year, right? And you're labeling it as not a great year, it can be a little resistant to wanting to reflect. But I'm also going to share with you how to do it in a way where you can get excited about reflecting on your year, regardless of the type of year that you've had. So today I'm going to introduce you to some things that will help you reflect back on 2019. I'm going to introduce you to a tool called the Wheel of Life. I'm going to share with you some questions you can ask yourself about your 2019. We're going to talk about where your emotional home was and how to, and moving forward and deciding your 2020 wheel and your emotional home. So the tool that has been really helpful to create goals and intentions in my life is called the Wheel of Life tool. And it focuses on 8 areas, or 8 spokes, if you will. And those are health, spirituality, life planning / money, relationships, space, development, social recreation, and your professional life. So for health, this could be focusing on, you know, your physical health, nutrition, stress, medicine, healing, mind-body wellness, healthy living, things like that. Spirituality looks at morals and ethics, spiritual accountability, your life purpose, stewardship with God or yourself, or that whatever religion you may lean into. You've got life planning and money. So this is, you know, your financial planning, time management, life transitions, monitoring the other spokes. You've got relationships. So these are parents, children, extended relatives, spouse, intimacy, sex, parenting, everything that has to deal with relationships, relationships with yourself. Space, so this is your physical surroundings. We're talking about your house, your clothes, your car, things that are in your physical space, okay? And last three, is social recreation. So these are a lot of things like your hobbies, your travel, leisure, sports, vacation, fun, friends, community. Then you've got development, education, reading, motivation, values, self-esteem, any sort of recovery, just overall mental mindset, things like that in your development. And then the last one is your professional life. So this is career planning, workplace relationships, business skills, entrepreneurship, and just business in general. So what I love about this is that you have the 8 categories, and this isn't about like going crazy and filling up every category and making sure that you have goals for every single thing and you have 5 goals for every spoke. This is really just for you to compartmentalize your life and to put things into compartments and categories to help you organize so that you can feel empowered about moving forward. And again, like I've shared before, there'll be seasons of your life that, there'll be seasons of your life when your wheel is unbalanced. It's not, and that is okay. It's not supposed to be this perfectly balanced wheel. This is all about you looking and assessing your wheel and then getting a very clear, truthful picture and saying, ooh, you know what? Maybe I want to spend more time in this spoke. Maybe I want to reduce the emphasis and focus on this category, right? So for example, if you're focused on life planning, specifically, let's say for a down payment for a house, you may not be big on recreation or vacations or hobbies for a year because making the decision to focus on saving rather than maybe spending, right? Another example is if you're in the beginning stages of building your business, your wheel may be heavy on work and less than other areas. Maybe you're not, if you're focused so much on your professional life, you may not have a lot of space for social recreation, for spirituality, for health, whatever that might look like for you if you're doubling down and building your business. The goal is to plan where you want to be intentionally, identify where you've come from, right? Where your current state is, identify where you want to go, and spend time reflecting versus being reactive to where you're actually spending your time, right? This is what I want. I want you to help use this tool to better understand where you're at, where you've been spending your time, and then the outcomes you've produced in each of those categories, and then where you want to go spending your time and those outcomes. So an example for 2019, mine was that I maintained the same weight throughout the year. I reduced my body fat by 2% and I worked out 4 to 6 times per week. In life planning, I started payroll this year in my business, and my husband and I saved enough money to buy our first rental property, which we're currently under contract and closing in 2020. And then in relationships, I built stronger relationship with my husband than ever before. I strengthened relationships with close family members. In my space, I moved into my dream apartment in March of this year, purchased new furniture for the space, and I continued to edit, declutter, and maintain a simple space. And I also have a designated home office. In terms of development, I attended Business Mastery and Date with Destiny. I invested in an online program. I also invested in a business and life coach, and I got fully dressed at least 3 times per week out of the 5 working days. For social recreation, I played in a summer volleyball league. I'm doing indoor soccer, and I traveled to Costa Rica, Barcelona, Italy, and Asheville, North Carolina, and a couple other cities within the United States. And professional life, for She Did It Her Way, we increased business revenue by 30% from last year, hosted a successful 3-day She Did It Her Way summit. And you guys, I'm so excited to start planning that in 2020. So be on the lookout. Created 3 new courses, Website Your Way, Podcast Your Way, and Scale Your Way, and launched 52 new podcast episodes and hosted 2 rounds of Confusion to Clarity group coaching program. So I wanted to share this. This isn't to be like, hey, look at all mine, but I wanted to give you an idea of like how you can start putting your outcomes into categories based on the wheel of life. Now, there are many things about each category that I could choose to look at and focus on what didn't happen. Trust me, my brain, as I went through this, each category, it went to a place of like, yeah, okay, well, this didn't happen. Thinking about She Did It Her Way, I didn't fully reach my revenue goal that I wanted to for 2019. And that's okay. I can choose to focus on what I didn't achieve, or I can focus on what I did achieve. And when you focus on what went well, what you learned, what you did achieve, the experience is so, so much richer and so much better. So I am sharing with you and I'm encouraging you to really give yourself that grace and focus on what happened that, you know, you're really excited about, and focus on those good things versus focusing on what went wrong. But focus on the good, focus on what worked well and what you're most proud of. And based on the results in each of the 8 categories, now I can confidently and strategically decide the direction of my life for 2020 and where I want to focus my time and energy to produce the results that I want and the emotions I want to feel. So for you, when you reflect back, I want you to focus on a few different things. as you go through your 8 categories on the Wheel of Life, really focus on what worked well, what were the positives, and what were you most proud of? What were some of the key milestones of the results that you produced? And the last piece is, how did you emotionally feel throughout the year? Where was your emotional home? Because as I shared before in the podcast, our thoughts create our emotions, and our emotions create our actions, and our actions create our results. So based on where you are emotionally feeling and the thoughts that you are thinking, those are your results. So really think, like, take a moment and step back that where was your emotional home, and see if you can find any correlation about how that produced your outcome. If you had an amazing emotional home and maybe you felt fun, easy, excitedness, challenged, did your results show that, right? Because the results are emotions create our actions create our results. Or were you maybe feeling frustrated, uninspired, overwhelmed, disappointed, negative, right? So, and that's okay. If you, let's say, felt those emotions, maybe you didn't know that this was actually happening at the time. And that's okay. Do not feel ashamed to give yourself that grace, because what we're going to do is we're going to be intentional about the emotions that you want to feel in 2020 and creating that emotional home for you. Okay. So emotions for me that I have shared, and these are just some that, and you can feel free to use them too, is that I want it to feel aligned. I want it to feel flow. I want to feel certainty, not certainty in a way of I must have my business work out, but certainty that I know regardless of the outcome that things will work out, right? So my certainty isn't a circumstantial certainty. It's not based on when this X thing happens. It's based on an internal knowing. On 2020, I also feel easy. 2020, I want to feel the most amount of commitment in all areas of my life than I've ever felt. And 2020, I want to feel, and I will feel, the most abundant that I've ever felt before. So easy, certain, flow, committed, abundant, aligned. These are the emotions that I want to feel. So then the next step is for me to identify, how can I train my thoughts to think thoughts that allow me to feel easy, flow, certainty, committed, abundant, thinking those thoughts. And thinking those thoughts are derived from where I put my focus. So I'm ultimately choosing to put my focus in what's working and what's good and what are the outcomes, and making it mean neutrality, right? So really, let me take a moment there. Where your focus goes, your energy flows, your results show. So where do you want to choose to put your focus for 2020 is going to help drive the thoughts that you think, that's going to create the emotions that you want to feel. So first identify the emotions and then work backwards. What are the thoughts that you need to think in order to feel those emotions? And then where do you need to put your focus so that you can drive your thoughts to create those emotions, okay? You get to decide the emotions that you want to feel in 2020. That is the most beautiful thing about being a human and the human experience, is that we have that choice of where we want to put our feelings. Next, when you look at the lessons that you learned in 2019, you're going to reflect back on that. And again, everything is neutral until you give it meaning. Okay. But some of the lessons that I learned in 2018 was how to be a better spouse, how to own my worth even more, how to practice saying no, how to think about my business and how to think about overwhelm and change the way that I think about it, how to be a better boss. And then also moving through and doing those things are really, really important to really getting an understanding of 2019. And then saying, okay, where do I want to go in 2019? So here's what I'm going to do, or here's what I want you to do. We've gone through the Wheel of Life, the questions to ask, identifying emotional home. I'm going to recap it for you. And I want you at some point in the next week to grab a sheet of paper or hop in Google Docs, somewhere where you know that you're going to be able to put this in a safekeeping, so that at the end of 2020, you are going to be able to reflect back and identify and see what you've accomplished, right? So number one is you're going to reflect back on the 8 categories. I want you to write out or type out health, spirituality, life planning / money, relationships, space, development, social recreation, and professional life. And spend some time just going through each category and identifying the outcomes that you've had. And again, these are the results. So it doesn't always mean that it's going to be something that, you know, it might be that you gained 5 pounds. It might be that you gained 10 pounds. It might be that you had your business didn't get off the ground as what you wanted to do. So again, these are just outcomes. Outcomes and results are totally neutral until you give them meaning. Okay. So don't judge yourself. These are just, we're looking for the results in the 8 categories. Okay. So health, spirituality, life planning, money, relationships, space, development, social recreation, professional life. Spend some time writing out the results. And also, again, I want you to be mindful of where your mind goes because your results are neutral until you give them meaning. Okay. Then number 2 is I want you to identify where was your emotional home for 2019? What did you feel? What was your emotions that drove the actions that produced the results for 2019? And number 3, really reflect back on some of the key lessons that you learned for 2019. What did you learn about yourself, about everything around you? What were some of those key lessons that are going to help you shape 2020? And then number four, decide what you want for 2020. You've now done the reflection. Now we're going to look forward. We're going to take what you've experienced, your lessons, your wheel of life. And now you get to say, what do I want to make that look like? What do I want my wheel of life to look like? And you're going to write out the 8 categories again. And I want you to go through the 8 categories and write the results for the 8 categories that you want. I want you to put that out there. This is so important. Do not mistake this. Do not mistake this. I have students, I have members, I have attendees that come to She Did It Her Way Summit, write out their 6-month letter to themselves. They give it to me at the end of the event. And then 6 months later, I send it back to them. You would not believe the amount of emails that poured in, the notes on social media that I got about how sometimes they even forgot that they wrote it, but it came true. Someone had written a letter and I got an email saying, oh my gosh, I wrote my letter that I was going to move into my new condo and I just did that a week ago. Okay. Like this is not some woo-woo thing, or it may be a woo-woo thing, but this is not something to forsake or something to not take serious. I will tell you that doing these things and setting your intentions and giving your life a direction is so powerful because you then are driving, you're in the driver's seat. You're not being in the passenger seat, being reactive to your life, okay? So decide on what you want for 2020. Write out those 8 categories again and get really clear on the results, the outcomes that you want to produce, okay? And then write your primary emotions that you want to feel. Choose 3 to 5 of them. Write them down. And then think about the thoughts that drive them. And what are the thoughts that you can think to produce that feeling, okay? And then decide where you want to shift your focus in 2020. Are you going to choose to focus on what's not working? Or are you going to choose to focus on the lack? Or are you going to choose to focus on the abundance, to choose to focus on what is working, right? Because where your focus goes, your energy flows, your results will show. And that concludes the final episode for 2019. I just want to thank you guys so much for being the amazing individuals that you are. And I cannot wait to kick off 2020 with you and make it the best year yet. Until next week, keep doing it your way.
If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidherwaypodcast.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes and more information all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9-to-5. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.